Masechet Baba Kama Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalid. Here we'll talk about how the body of a person could also function as the board, the obstacle, Bereshut Harabim, in the public space. Mishnah says, Shene Kadarin Shehayu Mehalechin Zeh Ahar Zeh. If you have two pot makers would carry a very heavy burden on their back. It was very common for them to fall. So the Mishnah is using them as the example. They were walking one behind the other in Rishut Rabim, in the public area. Venitkal harishon venafal. And the first one, because of the burden that he was carrying, fell over and stumbled onto the ground. Venitkal hasheni barishon. And the second man who was walking behind the first one fell onto him. He was tripped up by the first man who was still on the ground. Harishon hayav beniskeh. Hasheni, the first man is obligated to pay for the injuries of the second man. He had the ability to pick himself up quickly, and he didn't. And therefore, the second man fell over him and hurt himself. So because of that, because he had the ability to remove himself from the floor, the obstacle from the floor, and he didn't do it, he's liable for all of the injury that happens because of this. It must be that this Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda in Mishnah Aleph. We had the Machloket in Mishnah Aleph. If Nitkal was Posheyahu or Nitkal Lav Posheyahu. If somebody falls, was that an act of negligence or do accidents happen? We said the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda over there was stumbling is something is unavoidable. If somebody falls onto the ground, it's not really their fault. They can't be held liable for that. So therefore, if you apply that to our Mishnah, the reason he wouldn't be obligated if the person fell over him right away is because falling over the original man, he's not responsible for his own falling over. That happens. That's a fact of life. What he is responsible for is the fact that he didn't get up quickly, that he didn't take care of himself. He left the stumbling block, which was himself, the body, onto the floor, and therefore the second man stumbled over him. So what we're seeing here is since Nitkal is Lav Posheyahu, if somebody who falls onto the ground, it's not his responsibility, he didn't do anything wrong. What is his responsibility? To get up quickly. And since he didn't get up quickly, he caused damage and he's liable for that type of damage.